The UK government says the proposed 3,000 visa bond is not a blanket imposition on all Ghanaians visiting the UK. Speaking to the media at Flagstaff House in Accra, the UK Minister for Africa, Mark Simmons, said the bond will only be imposed on people who will be identified as high-risk visitors. Therefore, out of the 20,000 visas that are issued to Ghanaians in Accra every year, only 100 are approximated to pay the bond if the policy is eventually adopted and implemented.
The United Kingdom welcomes Ghanaian people visiting the United Kingdom, both business reasons, political reasons, and those who want to come on holiday. There is no final decision being made about the visa bond. Even if it's implemented, it would only apply to a very small number of high-risk visitors. It certainly is not a blanket additional charge, and the UK government has made no decision, but we are keen not only to maintain the positive relationship that the UK and Ghana has, but to deepen it and make it even more beneficial for both the Ghanaian people and people living in the United Kingdom as well.
You mentioned that it's not a blanket bond. So who and who fall within this category?
As I said, no decision has yet been taken, and approximately 20,000 visas are issued each year here in Ghana for visits to the UK. And if it were implemented, which it hasn't been yet, then it would only apply to just under 100 people.
UK Minister for Africa, Mark Simmons.